Welcome to WDOT News. Here's Sten with World News.
With World News, starting off, there was a mass shooting in Sweden on Tuesday where a gunman opened fire in an adult education center in the Swedish city of Örebro, killing at least 10 people. Sweden's prime minister called the shooting the worst in the country's history, and police say the shooter hasn't been identified yet and that his actions weren't based on any sort of ideological beliefs. The police are also unsure of what his actions were for. Moving on, Guatemala is going to increase deportation flights from the U.S. carrying migrants from other countries, and Guatemala has guaranteed a 40% increase in the number of deportation flights carrying Guatemalans and migrants of other nationalities from the United States. This was announced on Wednesday by President Bernardo Arevalo. Guatemala also agreed to create a task force specifically for border control and protection along its eastern borders. And the task force will fight all forms of international crimes, according to Arevalo. The UN says more than 700 killed in just 5 days of fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo. According to the United Nations, more than 700 people have been killed and 2,800 injured in just 5 days of fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo between January 26th and January 30th. Goma, which is the largest city in the country, fell under control of a rebel group known as AFC/M23. This takeover was part of many that the group conducted in the last couple weeks. The Congolese government did not confirm that the city has been taken over, but did confirm that there was a siege. And now moving on to national news with Packer.
Elon Musk is making waves in Washington by leading Trump's new DOGE initiative to cut government spending. With a team of engineers, he has accessed federal data, shut down the United States Agency for International Development, and is now targeting agencies like the Education Department. Critics warn this could create a shadow government with no accountability, while the White House insists Musk has oversight. Concerns about his growing influence are rising. In other news, some people are renting chickens to save on eggs. Rent the Chicken provides coops with hens, offering a steady supply of eggs. Co-founder Jen Topkins says that customers enjoy the savings and the security of always having eggs. Experts predict egg prices will keep rising before dropping this summer. Meanwhile, mass firings at the FBI are causing concerns. The removals could hurt national security, slow corruption investigations, and make it harder to recruit new agents. Many of the fired agents worked in counterterrorism. Acting FBI Director Brian Driscoll Jr. is trying to maintain stability, but it's a tough challenge. And now with business, here's Messinger.
Quiksilver, Billabong, and Volcom are closing their U.S. stores after their parent company, Liberated Brands, filed for bankruptcy. Over 100 locations will shut down due to rising costs, inflation, and competition from fast fashion brands. While the stores are closing, the brands will still produce clothes through another company called Authentic Brands Group. Tesla is facing tough times with falling sales, rising competition, and the loss of key government support. CEO Elon Musk, while focused on controversial issues outside the company, promises big things like self-driving cars and robots. Despite these challenges, Tesla's stock is still soaring, thanks to investors betting on Musk's future breakthroughs. Will his bold vision pay off, or will the company struggle to deliver? Only time will tell. And now with sports news, here's Marcus.
With the trade deadline in the NBA approaching, there have been many moving players and moving parts. So far, the biggest trade has been Luka Doncic to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. But there have been many other trades, such as Chris Middleton and other pieces to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzma Moore, Jimmy Butler to the Warriors in a multi-team blockbuster, including players like Andrew Wiggins and Lindy Waters III. De'Aaron Fox was traded to the Spurs, creating a scary duo between him and Wemby. In the same deal, Zach LaVine was sent to the Kings, reuniting him with DeMar DeRozan in this multi-team trade. Yesterday, Brandon Ingram was traded to the Raptors for picks and Kelly Olynyk. The Wizards sent Jonas Valanciunas to the Kings for draft picks. And that is all so far, but keep an eye out for more moves before the deadline at 4 p.m. today, February 6th. Moving over to the MLB, Pete Alonso re-signs with the Mets with a $53 million two-year deal. And in the NFL, Myles Garrett has requested a trade from the Browns, and Cooper Kupp has been informed by the Rams he is going to be traded. Along with that, Justin Tucker has been accused of sexual harassment by several masseuses, resulting in the NFL digging deep into these allegations. Now with entertainment is Dreyfus.
Gisele Bündchen is pregnant with baby number 3. Her first with boyfriend Joaquin Valente. Gisele Bündchen, who is 44, announces that she is pregnant with Joaquin Valente's child. Joaquin is 37. They announced that she was pregnant with her first child with him. The baby will join Giselle's kids with Tom Brady's son, Benjamin Reed, who is 14, and daughter Vivian Lake, who is 11. Sources tell People magazine Giselle and Joaquin are happy for this new chapter in their life and are looking forward to creating a peaceful and loving environment for the whole family.
Given the weather this week, don't expect anything special, as for the next few days, we'll be seeing some sad days of straight nothing. And given the disappointment this Thursday turned out to be, the kids will definitely be running outside when they hear the forecast for next week. Let's get to praying for my friend, because the guy's pretty much allergic to the cold. It's crazy. But we can throw him to the side, because for the next few days, we'll be given pretty fair weather, and after this somewhat mid-weekend, Nassau County will be experiencing some heavy snow for 3 days straight. So make sure to tuck your pants into your boots, because nobody wants their socks filled with snow now, do they? Trust me on this one, it's from experience. And maybe if enough people slip on the ice, maybe the schools will finally get those well-deserved snow days that the students have just been craving recently. Might break some ankles to increase the chance, by the way. And now to Asher with Offbeat.
Florida man with ankle monitor tells deputies he can't go to jail because he has a curfew. A man who was on probation was arrested for interfering with a first responder in Polk County. According to Polk County Sheriff's Office, Sebastian Angel Suarez approached deputies who were investigating a vehicle crash and was acting out. He was arrested and charged with violation of probation, interfering with a first responder, and two counts of resisting arrest. Florida man nabbed allegedly trying to outrun troopers while wearing Dalmatian onesie. Dylan Keith Devereaux is charged with fleeing to elude, escaping, reckless driving, leaving the scene involving property damage, battery on a law enforcement officer, assault on a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer with violence, resisting an officer without violence, depriving a law enforcement officer of equipment, drug equipment possession, possession of a New Legend drug, possession of methamphetamine, and petite larceny. Florida man had hours-long junk food feast inside closed Walgreens, police say. A Florida man was arrested after he indulged in sweets and other various items inside a closed Walgreens for several hours, according to police. I came in here to use the bathroom, the man told the officers. After being in the restroom for nearly 5 hours, police said the man began roaming around the store, treating himself to various items such as Tostitos spinach dip, chips, Reese's chocolate, Ghirardelli chocolate bars, and Dr. Pepper. That's all from WDOT News. Thanks for listening.